breathing is such a gift. Breathing consciously allows us to recognize how incredibly well we are supplied in every moment. The breath actually supplies something like 70% of all we need in our lives comes in through the breath. The oxygen that we take in is the most important component that allows us to survive physically. And isn't it magic how our bodies just know how to take it and use it and circulate it? So let's just feel the blessing of the oxygen, giving thanks and appreciating the brilliance of our bodies for taking something that is utterly free in our environment and converting it to energy and health through the magic of our physical body's physiology and anatomy and ability to know, deepening our awareness that there is that within us that knows. Abraham calls it inner being. That perfect intelligence, that divine awareness that orchestrates trillions of cells in our bodies, to take that healing, loving energy that is ever present in all of the universe and convert it into well-being, doing dozens, scores, hundreds, thousands, millions of chemical reactions every single day, doing trillions of connections at synapses of nerves that allow us to perceive and experience life. Our feeling, our touch, our senses, our eyes, our sight, our hearing, our smelling, our tasting, our world is taking place in these amazing nervous systems that somehow convey through chemistry and light all of these messages about our world and what we're experiencing. And our minds, through our brains, interpret all of that information. And what the bleep had said, that there's 3 million bits of information every moment, and we consciously apprehend maybe 2,000 to 3,000 of them. There's so much more going on here than we can possibly pay attention to. And yet law of attraction is responding to our attention. So let's come into this timeless, eternal now and focus our attention on this moment. Hearing the sounds. Hearing the sounds of the birds outside. Hearing the sounds of the heating system and the traffic. Hearing the sound of the wind and the trees. Hearing the sound of the breathing of the person next to you. Becoming aware of the sound of your own breathing. And moving perhaps into a space of relaxation and divine stillness. Allowing the muscles in your back and shoulders to relax. Feeling your scalp and your neck relax. And feeling a deep sense of relaxation beginning in your forehead and your face, behind your eyes and around your eyes, in your cheeks and lips and jaw. Feeling even your tongue relax, your throat, and allowing that deep relaxation to move down through your shoulders into your upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, and into your fingers. Feeling any tension released from your fingers. delighting in the energy of yet another wonderful friend coming into the room. Being grateful for our special and wonderful and extraordinary bodies and the beautiful way they work and the way they're orchestrated by our inner beings. Our bodies work so much better when we're relaxed. So we're just going through our bodies and allowing our bodies to begin to relax. Allowing our backs to relax, to perhaps straighten in our chairs or wiggle a little and feel all the tension draining down the back to the mid-back and the lower back, down the chest and into the belly, into the hips, into the thighs and the knees and the legs, just relaxing, breathing and relaxing, letting the calves and the shins relax and the ankles and the feet, feeling any tension draining down into the floor as the feet and the toes simply relax, beginning this process of relaxation that has so many places of possibility. We're able to relax more and more deeply as we settle into this timeless space of now, the now that is eternal, the now that is infinite, the now that contains a room full of friends or potential friends, a room where I can feel a deep sense of love. For I know the beloved in each being, the ones I've met before in this physical plane and the ones I've not even seen yet until today physically. All of them, each of us, love. Each of us, that eternal divine expression of life that contains all of the possibilities, love and intelligence, harmony, clarity, peace, ease, wholeness, oneness, beauty, power, energy, health, vitality, prosperity. We are all of it already. We experience it to the degree that we recognize it in ourselves. And so let's begin right now to recognize the prosperity and the beauty of the love that we each are, as yet another marvelous friend joins our circle of light. We recognize the love that is in Marcia too, Marcia. Recognizing that each of us in this circle, whether we know her or not yet in this physical, have the ability within her to recognize the incredible love that she is. There is no person in this circle who is not the infinite expression of love. To the degree that we recognize the infinite within us, we express and experience that infinity, that potential in the present moment. And so we allow this incredible love that already connects so many of us consciously to spread out to those who are connecting with us for the first time. For the love that is here is inclusive. We invite others in to this love, for we know there is no limit to it. We are capable of loving so expansively. And we allow that love to glow, to grow, to sparkle in this room, in this moment. Infinite love. Breathing in the love. Notice briefly, in this moment, are you giving love or are you receiving love? Or are you resisting love? How are you working with the love that's present right here? Are you open to unconditionally being loved in this moment? Are you open to unconditionally giving love in this moment? There's no right answer here. My guidance this week said, when I asked if they had any advice for life, said, wonder and wander. Say, I wonder if that would be fun, and wander over there and see if it is. Take on an extraordinary adventure in life. And this moment is a moment to say, I wonder how much love I could take in from this room right now. I wonder how much love I could contribute to this room right now. I wandered in here. I wonder what I can receive and give in this moment. And just experiment with it. Receiving, opening, allowing, deepening. Giving, focusing, expanding. How does that feel? Can you do them both at once, or do you have to choose one or the other in the moment? Notice if there are words or images or symbols or colors, if there are sounds that relate to giving and receiving love in this timeless moment. Notice if there are patterns of thought that don't feel good, that get in the way. And see if you'd be willing to give up that pattern of thought in your wonder about how much fun this could be. Wander over to the opportunity to give or receive now. There's plenty in this room for either. There's plenty for both. Now you can stay with the love if you're enjoying that, or you can wander over here and experiment with peace. Allow yourself to receive peace and to give peace now, to experience deeper serenity and tranquility and calm. Feel if it's easier for you to give or receive peace. Allow the serenity within you to expand. And consider inviting others into your stillness, or being willing to connect with the stillness of someone else. There is a peace that underlies all things, from which all arises and to which all returns. How are you willing to connect with infinite peace in this moment? Allowing the peace. Allowing the ease. Allowing the deep relaxation that allows contentment in the moment. There is enough of everything here for each of us to simply rest in the stillness, even though there are still noises that we can hear, voices, sounds in the system. Sounds from outside. And yet we have the capacity to allow it all to simply become part of the stillness that surrounds us and supports us, that provides us with a depth of tranquility, even as cars race by on the street outside. This stillness, this tranquility is always available to us. And we can receive it anytime we choose. And then breathe into it and allow it to expand. You can blow it up like a bubble with your breath. Or simply let it take on a life of its own. For by your attention to it, it expands automatically by law of attraction. Resting in the tranquility, you can see it spreading. It's actually been everywhere all along, but you can see your perception of it spreading and connecting with the perception of others who know the stillness, who know the divine potential that exists within the stillness, who know what it feels like to feel peaceful, relaxed, at ease in the world. Notice your feelings and your thoughts about giving and receiving peace. How peaceful are you willing to be in this moment? Are you willing to let go of anything that seems to interrupt peace right now? You can always pick it up later when you leave, if you want to. But for right now, nothing is required except that we breathe. You can even stop breathing if you want to. Might disrupt things a little bit, but we deal with it. You're a choice here. And there is peace here. And there is incredible beauty here. Ooh, I'm tapping into the beauty of this place. In the police station, in the supervisor's office. There is incredible beauty today. We brought the beauty in with us because we are so beautiful ourselves. But there was beauty here before we came. See how much of the beauty that is already here that you can perceive. Allow yourself to connect with the beauty of this moment. Maybe the beauty of the friends surrounding you. Maybe the beauty of the taxpayers of Reston that provide us with this beautiful meeting space. And the choices of all of the politicians that have supported that community awareness in this magical town. It could be the beauty of the earth that we rest upon in this building, the incredible abundance that supports all the activities of life right here and now. Could be the beauty of the eyes of the person sitting next to you that you saw when you walked in. In every moment of the timeless, eternal now, there is beauty. As we focus on beauty, we see it. We bless the person sneezing in the distance, knowing the beauty of that individual, whoever he or she is. There is such beauty here. How much beauty are you willing to receive now? And how much beauty are you willing to give? Breathing into your beauty and allowing it to expand. Allowing your appreciation of the beauty that you already are be perceived by you in a deeper way, a clearer way, a more powerful way. Moving into the infinite and eternal perception of the beauty of your being. See yourself through the eyes of your inner being, through Source. See as Source sees you, in the radiant beauty of the light that you are in the world. And allow yourself now to briefly perceive light. You are light, and light you shall remain. You have chosen to come into form. You have chosen this form. You are light, and light you shall remain. The light that you are shines brightly in the world already. How willing are you today to receive the light that surrounds you from these magnificent beings of light that surround you in this room today? Allowing the light in and out, giving and receiving. Noticing any resistance we have to the acceptance of more light, of the shining radiance of more light through our beings. Allowing ourselves to be the light that we are and see the light that each other one is. We are so beautiful, so powerful, so energetic, so clear, so harmonious, so rich, so amazingly whole, perfect, and complete in this moment. All is truly well here. There is an amazing rightness about this moment, amazing goodness right here that is always here. We're just in a place of perceiving the beauty, the light, the love, the power, the peace more fully right now by our attention to it. I am so grateful for this time that we've set aside in recognition of that beauty and light and love and peace. Usually I'm ready by the end of a meditation to end it, but I'm enjoying this one so much I don't want to. But it's time. So let's just breathe and stretch a little bit our backs and our shoulders, our fingers and our toes, and the cartilage in our nose. Most of us probably haven't got a bone in our nose today. That's fun to smile and to giggle and to laugh and to be silly and to play and to remember how good life is. We are here to celebrate how good life is. And for this I am grateful. And so it is. Mm-hmm.